Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At 8:04, welcome. This is Richmond's Morning News. Good morning, everybody. I'm Rich Schreier. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, the 4th of December, 21 days until Christmas. How are you with your decorations, with your shopping, with your Christmas lists? Do you got your Christmas fits going? Put out on Instagram, on our News Radio WRVA account and my personal WRVA Rich account. My fit check for today because we're having our Christmas party. Germ doesn't get to go because he's stuck working at the radio factory while the rest of us will be having fun. He and Jeff Katz will hold down the fort this afternoon. But did put on the Blackwatch plaid, which is, Germ, does this look Christmassy? Does this look very holiday-ish?
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, what do you mean
that's
to say?
That's the best you could do for me this morning?
It has the Rich Riz.
It does have the Rich Riz. Thank you, by the way. We should start hashtagging
that. Hashtag Rich Riz. I said it first.
No, I just wanted to look very festive. So I've got on a pair of khaki pants. I got the blue leather tennis shoes. I've got the Blackwatch plaid quarter zip. Maybe I'll put a blue blazer on over the top. Wore my Stetson to work today. Wanted to look sharp for the Christmas party. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Well, if you overdo it too much, you'll never get anything named after you in terms of food.
So you're saying if I dress like Jeff Katz, I have an opportunity for food to be named after me.
Maybe that's it. That's the Katz Riz.
The Katz Riz. Now that's one we should hashtag. That's one we should hashtag. Anyway, I hope you're well along. I need two more nets for the bushes in the front of my house. And then I'm completely done with my Christmas decorations. 7 trees are up already, but I keep finding like Christmas ornaments everywhere. Ann and RVA, for the person I met yesterday who had not been to the movies or seen movies, maybe she can read the book by Charles Dickens to catch up with Ebenezer Scrooge. Bah, humbug.
Nobody wants to read.
Do I read? I don't have enough time to read. I'd like to read more. I listen to a lot of books on tape. That's not the same, though. I always feel like I'm cheating.
Do you have a favorite version of the Christmas Carol? Mickey's.
Oh, Mickey's. Yeah, that's pretty good. How about we get to this? Let's get to the Richmond Morning News Brief. Here's everything you need to know to start your day.
5 things you need to know. Number 1. have not seen the report. Pete Hegseth is the most unqualified Secretary of Defense in American history. The sooner he's gone, the better off the American people.
The venom coming from the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Pete Hegseth is in the line of fire right now for Democrats and Republicans, both asking questions of Pete Hegseth after video has surfaced and the reports have come out about that initial attack on the Venezuelan drug runners that the U.S. Navy is now taking on. There was a boat. It was shot at, hit. Two survivors climbed back on the boats. Now, Martha Raddatz, I just saw this. Martha Raddatz reported last night on ABC News that because they got back on the boat, started calling in, trying to save some of the drugs, that means they got back into the fight, basically is what she said, which means they are now eligible to be targeted once again. Now, that's the big question is, were you trying to sink the boat or were you trying to kill the two survivors afterwards? A lot of people have thrown out the word war crime. I think that's thrown around way too loosely. Today, Hegseth's under scrutiny for that. And then the Signalgate Inspector General report comes out and it says that he was cleared, but he shouldn't have been using Signalgate. That from Fox News. So Pete Hegseth, look out for him. He's going to be in the headlines for the next few days as the Democrats have a new pinata to knock around in the Trump administration.
Number two.
These drug smugglers deserve due process. They've been declared foreign terrorists.
All right, that's Senator John Kennedy. Today, Admiral Mitch Bradley will make his way to give members of the Senate, I believe it's the Armed Services Committee, will get a briefing on what happened with that attack on the drug boat on September 2nd. So I think we need to decide a couple things. Now, I said this earlier this week, and I'll stand by what I said. We have drugs that pour into this country from cartels, Venezuela, Mexico. The precursors come from China. Now, somebody pointed out, and I'm getting conflicting reports as I look out, because I want to make sure I bring you the right information and fair and balanced. There are people that say some of these drugs are coming in from Venezuela. Some people are saying most of the fentanyl all comes through Mexico. The cartels that control these drugs are the ones that are putting the poison, particularly the fentanyl, into the United States of America. The Venezuelan boats they're attacking are reported to have cocaine inside of them, and that's what they're bringing up to the country. Whether it's a cocaine, the fentanyl, it all feeds into the cartels, making them more powerful, more dangerous, and more of a threat to the United States. That's why Marco Rubio has designated them terrorist organizations, the same as ISIS, the same as Al-Qaeda, the same as a lot of these others. And when we get in the world where these are non-governmental actors, it gets to be very, very difficult. ISIS wasn't an actual sitting government that you would go have a sitting country you go to war with. These narco-terrorists operate within a government. Maybe they have poisoned or corrupted a government, but they're not an official government, another country that you go have a fight with. That's why you designate them as terrorists in order to fight them. I respect the fact that the Trump administration finally is the first administration to get off their duffs to fight back against these cartels. Now, the big question is, can you go fight the cartels the same way you fight terrorists in the Middle East? Can you fight them that way in the Western Hemisphere? Or do we want to just interdict the way we've been for years and years and years? And if we did designate them as narco-terrorists, does that mean that now you fight them like you would fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda? And I think that's something that we have to decide. Again, a lot of this stuff doesn't go through Congress. A lot of this stuff is a pen and a phone call. The American people need to figure out what exactly we're doing when it comes to this. But Mitch Bradley will be on the Hill today giving a briefing and more than likely getting an earful from both sides of the aisle of what happened on September 2nd. Look for those headlines a little bit later today.
Number three.
Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, said it would start deactivating the accounts of users under the age of 16 in Australia starting December 4th. That's because next Wednesday, social media will be outlawed for younger Australians, the first country in the world to do so. Government Minister Anika Wells.
Through one reform, more kids will have their time back to learn an instrument or a language or walk their dog or master a torpedo punt or the perfect lob pass.
Social media firms which don't block users under 16 years old could be fined up to $33 million. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, I do have a question for that. I like what Australia did. The U.S. is talking about this again. It goes back to liberty. We give you the opportunity to do something stupid? Yes, but if there's a foreign power in here trying to harm us, then that's where you stand up to it. That way I can ride both sides of that and not be a hypocrite. Although I do have a question. What's a love pass or whatever else? Was that like rugby or something or Australian rules football? I didn't understand what she wanted the kids to do. Did you?
Oh, no, I have no idea. If it's a sport thing, I thought you're the expert.
I was too. Anyway, let's move on.
Number four.
The mayor signed an executive order banning any kind of immigration enforcement on city-owned property like vacant lots, parking garages, the farmers market lot, pretty much anywhere, anything that can be used for some sort of staging or processing when it comes to immigration. They will also be providing signage for any private property owners who would like signs for their own lots. If there are any violations of this order, it sounds like the city will go to the court, file for an injunction for trespassing to try to get the situation to stop.
In Minnesota, Minneapolis, the mayor has said, we are not cooperating with ICE. And by the way, you're not allowed to find any open space to stage a raid, as the ICE officials and Homeland Security are coming to Minnesota looking for those that perpetrated a billion-dollar fraud against the U.S. government, stealing COVID-era funds or whatever it was for. I saw Ilhan Omar. She was on CNN, and she was talking about this. Well, a lot of these things were set up. There were no guardrails put in, so it was, you know, that's why people are able to perpetrate this fraud. Not condemning the people that ripped us off for $1 billion. Let me ask you a question. I'll put it to you this way. This is why it makes me mad. You realize you work 3-4 months a year, and 100% of the first 4 months goes to the federal government. You work 3-4 months a year, and 100% of that money goes to the government in taxes. Did you really want to work 3-4 months to have your money ostensibly stolen in a $1 billion fraud case? You want to know why people get mad at this stuff? You want to know why people get mad at waste, fraud, and corruption? Could you imagine working an entire month and all of that was just given away to fraudsters? Wouldn't you be mad? I know I am. Anyway, those are the things you need to know today. Plus, today's National Cookie Day. What's your favorite cookie and which cookie are you not a big fan of? I'm not an oatmeal cookie guy. People are getting mad at me on the text line, but that's okay. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Coming up, Jim Gilmore and I are going to discuss whether the Admiral is going to be under hot water today when he goes to see the Senate. I want to hear what the governor has to say, former Attorney General of our Commonwealth. I'd like to get his opinion on what's going on with the Pentagon and the attacks against those Venezuelan boats. That's coming up next here on News Radio WRVA. Well, you can tell Germ's working today because the music changes. He's gone deep into the vault for Christmas music this morning. That's okay. I like it. I'm in the holiday spirit. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on News Radio WRVA, the voice of Virginia for now 100 years. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. Every Thursday, I have the honor of catching up with the former chief executive of this Commonwealth, their former attorney general and U.S. Army veteran who worked in intelligence. We talked about as a young man being out in Fort Huachuca, which is the middle of the Arizona desert in the middle of nowhere. Also a former U.S. ambassador and, of course, the governor of our great Commonwealth, Jim Gilmore, our guest here on News Radio WRVA. Happy holidays, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Maybe we'll get to talk about scorpions and lizards and snakes at Fort Huachuca at some point.
No, I'm looking forward to my first Virginia snow coming up tomorrow.
How about that? That's going to be different. Okay.
Completely
get your
different.
Snow shovel out.
I don't think I have one, sir.
Well, you know, you can rent one. Go ahead.
We'll have to figure that out. Okay. We got to catch up on a couple things because it's been a while since you and I have talked. I went on that trip to Italy with our WRVA listeners, and it was tremendous. It was outstanding. It's the first time I ever left the country. First time seeing a lot of those things. And, It expanded my mind, opened up my eyes. I came back with a lot of new thoughts. I came back with a new love of our country and appreciation of what the United States is all about. So it was life-changing for me to be able to do that, experience that, see other people, get their perspective on the United States. One thing that I will tell you is after being over in Italy for those 2 weeks, I do appreciate that we go back and forth and we have so much discussion here and how our country's liberty and freedom and all that we have over there. And it's important that we protect all of that. And I've discovered that after living somewhere else for the last 2 weeks. One of the things that's going on right now is that the admiral that was in charge of those strikes against those Venezuelan drug boats is going before Capitol Hill, and both sides of the aisle are going to grill him today on exactly what was going on, what happened, particularly that second strike. And I wanted to get your opinion. You and I talked about this a little bit off the air. Wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, good. Sorry about that. I've got this bad cold I'm getting over. So let me just hope your listeners can understand me. Look, I want to start this thing off by saying that we're really talking about two different things. One is, do you like drug dealers? And, of course, none of us like drug dealers. We don't like anybody that brings drugs into the United States. So you start from that basis, and that would mean that the vigorous enforcement activities in the Caribbean are something we all would be happy with. We would want to destroy people who are running drugs. But there's a different topic altogether. And the different topic is, what is the right use of authority and power by the United States of America in what they want to do? We all know that if you have a drug dealer in this country, you arrest them and you try them and you give them a trial. It's inconvenient. It'd be nice just to take them off to the corner and shoot them, but that's not what we do. That is the essence of liberty, and that's where you started this conversation. You said you were happy being back here because the U.S. is a country with freedom. Well, freedom is all based on the rule of law. If you don't have a rule of law, then no citizen is safe from the government, and that's why the Constitution was set up the way that it was. So, you know, if you start on that basis, what do we know about this? Well, you know, this activity in the Caribbean against presumed drug people is based upon secret information. I guess where the assumption is that our intelligence people know about all this, and so they're targeting these boats. But the question is, does the government of the United States have the authority to do that? Well, it all stems, I think, from the 9/11 authority granted by the Congress to attack terrorists. And that was specific and easy at that point. They'd blown up the World Trade Center. And as you remember, I was governor during that time. We understand all that. But then it's been mutated over the years to the point now where we're saying, okay, well, people who are running drugs, however remotely, by the way, this is nowhere near the United States, you understand, they are targeted for military action, the use of the United States Navy. That's questionable right now as to whether you can mutate that authority over to give the government authority to just use the military for this kind of thing, you know, without really some specific authority from the Congress. And then there's the second issue. What's brought all this to the front? Well, what's brought all this to the front is the fact that one of these boats was blown up and there were survivors. They were still in the water, and survivors that finally, maybe, I don't know the facts, maybe have gotten back onto the boat. The boat was on fire. And then at that point, international law says that you don't just kill people who are in the water who are survivors of a military attack. The Nazis used to do that during World War II, and they had U-boat commanders tried and executed for that kind of war crime. So the question is this a war crime? And if there's a war, then arguably this is a war crime. It's not arguably. This is actually the example that's used in the military code of justice with respect to teaching people about war crimes. If it's not a war down there, then it's a straight-up murder. And I just think we have to be thoughtful about what the proper authority is in a free society if we're going to start to engage the military in law enforcement activities. One more thing, and I'll stop. When I was a soldier, we were trained to be lethal. You understand that. But there was a time when we had training because of this very topic, where they brought us in and they trained us with respect to the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, where our American soldiers were ordered by Lieutenant Calley to murder an entire village, including women and children. And we were taught at that point that that was an illegal order, that we have the rule, Uniform Code of Military Justice, makes it imperative that you not follow illegal orders. Now, that raises the real problem here. one thing you know for a fact, and that is if you disobey a commander's orders, you will be court-martialed and probably sent to prison. Then at that point, you have to prove it was an illegal order. How does a soldier on the spot do that? So I think there's been an obligation by the military and the Congress for a long time, 20, 30, 50 years, to clear this up, and they haven't done it. So now where are we? Well, this admiral who ordered this strike, he probably should have known that this was a war crime that he was committing. And if that's the case, he had a duty to say something about it.
It's interesting because I've had this conversation. You and I have talked about this. I've talked about this, and you'll get a chance to meet my son Rigney when he comes in a couple of weeks, comes home for Christmas break. And he and I have gone through this back and forth. Is this a war crime? And I've actually sat with him and talked about a couple of different things, and I've been devil's advocate because I really want him to think about this as he's getting ready once he graduates in May to go into the military, that you do have to think about these, especially if you're an officer. That's that burden of command that you have. Martha Raddatz said last night during World News Tonight with David Muir that according to the reports that are now coming out, the two survivors of the initial attack jumped back on the boat, were operating it. They were trying to communicate to get someone to help them, and they were going to rescue some of the bales of cocaine that were still salvageable on the boat. That's why they had the second attack, not on the two survivors, but on the boat itself to sink it. One thing that I'm bothered by, sir, is the speculation. And I said this yesterday. I want to get your opinion. We use the word war crime. It's almost like we throw it out so nonchalantly. To accuse somebody of a war crime is a serious, serious charge. And I'm not sure serious people are using that word correctly.
Serious people are using the word correctly. This is a war crime. Or if you as a matter of law deem it to not be part of a war conflict, and Congress has not declared war, then yes, it's a war crime, and it's a specific war crime. Look, there are a few things that are disturbing about this. You recall at the beginning of the administration, the Secretary of Defense Hegseth fired the JAG officers in the Army, Navy, and Air Force. What he said at the time was that he wanted to make sure these lawyers wouldn't be roadblocks for anything that happens over the next 4 years. Well, that shows a complete disregard for the law. The JAG officers are there to advise people about this sort of thing. There was some loose discussion about, well, I guess the admiral probably had a JAG officer at his elbow. Well, the JAG officers all saw all their senior officers being fired because they might give independent legal opinions to the military. And of course, the JAGs don't sit there at the elbow of every military person in a military situation. But basically, the training is that the officers are supposed to be aware that JAG officers are giving them good advice. And this stuff is, these people have been fired. Specifically in order to make sure they weren't, quote, roadblocks. Well, roadblocks is the law. What we always do is we restrain people, whether it's police officers, Commonwealth attorneys, governors, military people, FBI agents, we restrain people's power by the law, and then we enable people to do their jobs within the law. But this is a different kind of situation, Rich, and I'm very concerned about it, quite frankly, as you probably know.
No, absolutely, and I'm glad that we're able to have this conversation. Now, coming up, I do need to get you to give me an update on what's going on with, I still think, more shenanigans by Putin. Making diplomats wait and saying one thing and agreeing to that, but not agreeing and what the latest is. And then one of the negotiators on the Ukrainian side being arrested and sent out for corruption charges. Can we do that coming up at 9 o'clock?
We certainly can. I look forward to it.
All right. We'll continue with Governor Gilmore, Ambassador Gilmore, and a very good friend of this program. We'll continue with you. It's News Radio WRVA. You ask, we deliver. Somebody said, can you play the Barking Dogs jingle bell? That'll bring back memories of Alden Aro and Tim Timberlake. All right, let her go.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Rough, 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 rough. Rough, 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 rough. There you go. That's a fun part of this 100-year anniversary of WRVA 100. And you hear some of the centennial minutes and the sound. Somebody sent me the 50-year anniversary album from WRVA. It's pretty cool. The record, yeah, the record. Germ, who's the executive producer of the Jeff Katz Show, sitting in with me this morning. You know what somebody sent me?
What's that?
I think it's a lithograph. It's a print of. Wow. Hold on a second. I gotta clear my throat to do this. Wow, I can't do it. I was going to try to do Miller the Mallard.
Yeah, that whole like Donald Duck vibe and like, you know, that quack vibe. It's
I've got a sore throat. I caught a cold coming back and I'm just getting over it. So I was going to try to do the Donald Duck, but I don't think my voice can
did
do
you,
it.
Did you catch a cold coming back, or did you catch a cold staying out in the cold on Black Friday?
No. I was all bundled up on Black Friday. They took care of me. I had a big space heater. I had my Filson coat. I had my big overcoat on over that. I was wearing my cowboy hat and my new scarf.
But were you already tanking at that point in terms of?
Oh, yeah. I caught something. I caught a cold flying back, and then I got into it with the Karen on the in Dulles, and that probably didn't help. So I've been fighting this cold, like Governor Gilmore, who's.
So it's Karen's fault.
Yeah, I blame Karen. Karen.
Not the Karen that listens to the show. Another one.
No. I love that Karen. I blame this Karen.
Right on.
That was on the Karen and her sister, Karen, too. Anyway, we'll come back and talk with more with Governor Gilmore, but you asked for that. A little Alden Arrow Christmas. Can you one more time just take me out with that, if you don't mind? Dogs barking for Christmas. Just a little tribute to Alden Arrow this morning. There you go. Play one more time. We'll continue. It's News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.